That takes us to just about 7:37. This is Upfront. My name is Brian Edwards-Teeger. Continuing our series of debates on local ballot initiatives, we're going to turn to the South Bay, where the city of San Jose is going to be considering a pretty sizable progressive transfer tax increase. This would be a tax on real estate when it changes hands. It would kick in when the real estate is worth more than $2 million at the rate of 0.75%. For properties over $5 million, that would bump up to 1 percentage point. Properties over $10 million, 1.5 percentage points. In total, the city estimates this would raise anywhere between $22 and $73 million a year. And although it would go into the city's general fund, meaning it could be spent on anything, the city council has separately announced its intent to spend the proceeds 90% on building subsidized affordable housing, 10% on providing homeless services. Joining us to debate the measure in the affirmative, Michael Lane is the deputy director of Silicon Valley at Home, which supports Measure E. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And on the con side, Pierluigi Olivero, a board member of Silicon Valley Taxpayers Association and a former San Jose City Council member. Good morning.
Good morning.
Michael Lane, we'll start with you because you're in the affirmative. Make the case. Why should San Jose residents vote for a tax increase?
Well, as we all know, we've seen homelessness increase over the past decade, and particularly just in the last 2 years, a 40% increase in homelessness. And at the same time, lower income families and workers have been priced out of our city. So we really need to do something. And part of the issue has been that since 2010, the largest city in Northern California and the capital of Silicon Valley has not had a permanent ongoing source of funding for affordable housing since redevelopment was eliminated. You really have to have that local source. We had that in the 2000s, and the city was producing about 1,200 affordable units per year, year over year, for a decade. And then when that funding went away in 2011, and since then we haven't replaced it, we've seen this growing need for affordable housing investments. Yes, the market has to be able to work efficiently, but we also need to supplement that with subsidized housing for lower-income workers who can never compete for market-rate units. And so the city council has brought forward a progressive measure, as you say, that really the vast majority of properties would not pay, but it really focuses on those who've done the best over the past decade in terms of the economic recovery, those who've gotten significant federal tax decreases, cuts in their taxes from the Trump administration, and those who've seen the run-up in real estate values. And as this new investment comes in from tech companies in our area, we also need to make sure we're making investments in affordable housing for our lower-income workers and families.
Pierluigi Olivero, go ahead. Why do you think it's a bad idea?
Well, it's because what you said at the beginning, that this is an unrestricted tax that's going to the general fund. Back in 1994, I was the campaign manager for another Measure E. And that was a specific tax only for libraries. This instead is a tax which will go to the general fund. And what we've seen what happened in San Jose is that although there may be great intentions from the current board, as soon as it changes and economic times change, that money will go to the general fund. Give me a quick example. In 2016, residents raised sales tax with the idea that this would help pay for paving roads and public safety, et cetera. That raised $30 million in that fiscal year. But in the same fiscal year, the annual pension bill went up to $38 million, negating all of that money that was raised by taxes.
Pierluigi Olivero, I just want to clarify, because you said your principal argument is the city council could spend this on something other than what they say they'd like to spend it on, which is affordable housing. If this were restricted in the text of the ballot measure to spending on affordable housing, would you be supporting it?
Be more likely to support it. It would depend on what mechanism and the rate of affordability. But the problem is in San Jose, you have this year the city and all the property tax will collect for residential and commercial is $354 million. The annual pension payment is $412 million. I don't see a future city council saying, you know what? Pension costs continue to increase. I'm going to lay off city workers instead of building, you know, low-income units at $650,000 to $700,000 a piece. That won't happen. So the argument is that this money is going to be used for this purpose. I don't believe that because it hasn't been done in the past.
What is the specific harm in your mind with taxing the most valuable real estate parcels that change hands?
My argument, as you laid out at the beginning, is the unrestricted nature of the tax. The tax going to the general fund will just flow to offset the increase in pensions and will not go as the tax measure is being marketed. For example, the appeals court removed a recent tax increase in Yuba County. Yuba County said that this money would be used for a specific purpose. It was not. It was a general tax, and the court made that county rescind the tax.
All right. Let's put a pin in that. Michael Lane, I want to go back to you for a response. It sounds like the main counter argument is the city might not spend it on what it says it wants to spend it on.
Yeah, and no one's trying to deceive anyone here. It's clear it's a general tax with these major spending priorities. And in fact, our city council has adopted major provisions to make sure we are able to direct these funds to affordable housing. The whole pension argument, that's just a red herring and distraction. The fact is that the council will impanel a citizens oversight committee. There'll be annual audits. They're going to create a subfund in the general fund for these revenues. It will require a two-thirds majority of the council to make any change to that expenditure plan. And quite frankly, organizations like mine are watchdogs at City Hall who make sure the council will follow through with implementation of the expenditure plan as adopted to make sure we're using evidence-based solutions and best practices to really get people off the streets, get them out of these encampments that we see popping up all over the city of San Jose, which also doesn't do anything positive for our city or for property values, quite frankly. Let's get those people off the street into homes. That'll actually make our community function better. And quite frankly, the people of San Jose are compassionate people. We do elect strong leaders, and we know they're going to follow through. This is the top issue on voters' minds in terms of addressing affordable housing availability and addressing homelessness solutions. But we need the source of revenue to do this. This is a progressive measure. It's targeted. And quite frankly, industry professionals say this is not going to distort the market. It's not going to be a burden on industrial properties or office properties. Those deals will still go forward, and we're going to still have a thriving economy. We're also going to be able to invest and bring along those lower-income families who can't compete for market rate or luxury apartments.
I feel like we should address the political pragmatics of this. The thing is that if you put a tax on the ballot that is earmarked for a specific purpose, it requires a supermajority to pass, two-thirds. And if you put one on the ballot that is just for the general fund, it's a simple majority. That's why it's structured this way,
right? So that's part of it. But a property tax in general under Prop 13 requires a two-thirds vote regardless of whether it's general or special. But the other thing I would say is when you do GO bonds, that would affect all homeowners. This will affect less than 2% of homeowners. It's really focused on the most expensive properties. And when you do a GO bond, a general obligation bond, you're actually paying debt on that. Whereas this is a more fiscally conservative approach, which the council member, I think, should appreciate, and that we're not servicing debt on this. It's pay as you go. And then that allows us also to provide not just bricks and mortar or capital projects, but also to provide homelessness prevention services, which is very important because it's more expensive to try to help someone once they're on the street. But oftentimes we see if someone has a job loss or a medical emergency, they may not be able to pay the rent for that particular month. And then they get a notice to quit and they're out on the street or they have to live in their cars or find some other type of accommodation. If we can help with temporary rental assistance and keep that person in the home, that's far more effective and fiscally prudent approach. And that's what we're proposing with this type of a measure, which is not a GO bond for bricks and mortar, though it will also include permanent supportive housing, but also for those important services to prevent homelessness from happening in the first place.
So, Pierluigi Olivero, I want to return to you. I asked a question a few minutes ago about whether your organization would support a measure to fund affordable housing if it wasn't going through the general fund, if it was restricted to that purpose. There was an initiative on the ballot in San Jose 2 years ago, Measure V, that would do just that. It met that supermajority threshold. It required a two-thirds vote, but the money was all going to go to affordable housing. You also oppose that. How do you respond to someone who says your argument's not a good faith argument? The issue is you don't like taxes.
Well, in general, we are more for fiscal transparency and oppose new taxes because we believe that, you know, if you could do more with less and or, you know, for example, even though this is not, there's not one legal thing that makes this money go towards affordable housing. If you buy the premise of the argument
But when there was a legal thing saying the money would go to affordable housing, you opposed that too. I mean, what's your real issue here? Talk about what your values are.
The cost of to build low-income housing in California, the latest project in Los Angeles and Koreatown was $767,000 a unit. there's no way to incentivize a lower cost when you continue to provide money for such a purpose. So I think the question is, how do we as a city, as a state, as a country, build housing that's actually affordable, that's not more than market rate housing costs? With affordable housing, low-income housing, comes a lot of restrictions. Those restrictions raise the costs above market rate construction. So it's difficult for people to, you know, stomach spending that much money per unit when it could be done in a different way.
Michael Lane, I'll come to you in a moment here. I do want to follow up on one point before I do. The core issue here, I think there's no disputing there's a housing affordability crisis. Your latest homelessness count in San Jose showed an increase of 42% from 2 years prior. Pierluigi Olivero, if it's not raising money to pay for subsidized housing and homeless services, what is your solution?
Well, you know, the county is the only local entity responsible for social welfare in our city, in our region. The cities are actually brick and mortar, you know, police, fire, libraries, et cetera. Our county has the ability and
government. So if the county were proposing the same tax, would you be supporting it?
No, what I'm discussing is the county needs to live up to its responsibilities, utilize land at their availability. Our county fairgrounds are used a few days a year. The county fairgrounds could be used to provide shelter in an immediate fashion for all different folks that are having issues that are homeless, whether they be veterans, the mentally ill, the drug addicted, those are through economic displacement, et cetera. Provide them the services in a concentrated way that allows tax revenue to be spent in an efficient manner so that each of those individuals, based on their situation, could be assisted and to eventually get into housing, whether it's in the most expensive city in the world, San Jose, San Francisco, or it's elsewhere in the region. But the reality is, as you saw in the Mercury News, it's going to cost $14.4 billion to build enough low-income housing to house the people that don't have housing. And that's an insurmountable amount of money that's not coming out of the taxpayer anytime soon. So I'd like to see government be more responsive, especially the county level of government, to assisting those that are in need.
Michael Lane, go ahead. This will be your last comment. We're close to time.
Sure. Yeah, Mr. Oliveira has no solutions. He's proposing 10 cities and the fairgrounds. I'm not sure that would go over well. But the reality is our nonprofit affordable housing developers can build homes at about the same cost it does market rate, because it's the same materials and labor, cost of land, et cetera. And quite frankly, the city of San Jose puts a cap on the amount per unit that they're willing to spend, which is only $125,000 per unit. That's leveraged with other sources. But the problem is we don't have a local source to really set the table to be able to set up those developments, then go forward and get those other sources of funding. So we leverage this 5 and 10 to 1 oftentimes, because it takes multiple sources to build affordable housing. Our nonprofit affordable housing developers are prepared to do that. They just need these resources. Not too much to ask in such a very wealthy area to be able to address this issue immediately with real solutions and not phony ideology that Mr. Oliveira has brought forward.
That was the voice of Michael Lane, Deputy Director of Silicon Valley at Home. He is arguing in favor of San Jose Measure E, which would impose a progressive transfer tax on properties worth more than $2 million that the city council says it would like to spend on subsidized affordable housing and homeless services. Pierluigi Olivero from the Silicon Valley Taxpayers Association, we gave him the first word, so we'll give you the last. Go ahead.
Yes, again, the arguments that have been made are eloquent, but the fact remains that absolutely nothing legally will allow this money to be spent on low-income housing. It'll just simply be used on other things as the economics change for our city, both on the budget level and on up and the increased pension costs. That's the fact.
All right. If you're in San Jose, Measure E is on your March 3rd ballot.